Hi everyone, welcome back to Kindergarten Kept Simple. Today we're going to be talking about mindfulness in the classroom. If you're new, my name's Mariah, and a little fun fact about me, I'm actually, in addition to an Ontario and Nova Scotia certified teacher and kinder specialist, a certified children's yoga teacher. I went on a yoga journey a few years ago, many years ago at this point, honestly, after a breakup, and I tried to do 100 days of yoga, and before that, I had never been a yoga lover before. I found it boring. I couldn't handle the hot rooms. But this 100 days really changed my mind about yoga, and in the least dramatic way possible, I just want to say that it changed my life. So I ended up taking a certification program with a friend of mine way back in 2019 to learn more about how to teach breathing and mindfulness and postures to kindergarten, because I had already been doing it kind of on my own in my classroom, just with my own experience and my own knowledge about yoga. And I'd been already trying it out and seeing such a benefit in my classes that I wanted more evidence, more tools, and a little bit more credibility to the fact that I was running this program during the day. So today I want to share some of that knowledge with you and some of the tidbits that I learned both from my certification course, but also just over years and years of teaching yoga, in yoga lessons outside of the school setting and in the school setting, so that it can be as smooth as possible for you. And yeah, I'm really excited about this one. I hope that if you don't already have a mindfulness component to your day, that this will kind of inspire you and empower you to set one up. And if you already do have one, I hope that you learn a couple little new tips and tricks to smooth yours out a little bit. To start out, I just want to preface by saying that when we're introducing mindfulness to our littles, we really want to keep the experience short, sweet, and positive. It is obviously a lot to expect that they're suddenly going to be able to sit in silence and meditate for 60 minutes. Anytime we're starting something new in kindergarten, we need to be intentional, we need to be planned, we need to have really realistic expectations, and we need to set our students up for success. So my motto with mindfulness in kindergarten is always quit while you're ahead. And what I mean by this is we want to always be ending the experience on a positive note where everyone is finding success. We don't want to keep the exercises going to the point where our students are getting antsy and they're starting to break their focus and we're having to kind of break out of our, what I like to call, yoga voice, which is our uber calm voice, to start implementing some behavior management or some calls to attention. We want to end our lesson, our mindfulness practice, while everyone, or at least the vast majority, are succeeding and on task and truly feeling those feelings of calm like we want to accomplish. So when we're ending on a positive note, that is helping to reinforce the expectations for our mindfulness practice. It's ending the practice with that feeling of calm that they will then associate with mindfulness rather than anything else. And that's our main focus. Slowly, we're going to be able to extend our expectations, extend our time frames. But in the beginning, when we're first introducing mindfulness, truthfully, these sessions could be as short as 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes long. Their stamina and understanding of the expectations is going to build. And before you know it, you'll be sitting in meditative silence with all 30 of your kinders for like 15 minutes of bliss, I promise you. And this will be when your admin walks in and they're amazed and they join in and you'll feel like an absolute magician. This is based on a true story, by the way. But we can't just jump into that 15 minutes of silence without anything else going on. We need to work up to that in order to be successful. So I'm going to tell you today about the order of implementation for your mindfulness practice that I find to be the most successful with kindergartners. And before I tell you about it, I want to mention that there's no rules for this order. There's no rules for the amount of time you're going to spend in each phase. It's possible that your class is going to thrive and you're going to speed through and be at that in-depth mindfulness practice a lot sooner than you think. But it's also possible that you're going to be sitting in phase one for an entire month, for 2 months. There's no rules, like I mentioned. You need to figure out what works best for you and your littles, and just know that there's no right or wrong time commitment here to implementing this mindfulness practice. The more patient we can be, the more kind of secure we can be in the knowledge that it's okay for this to take time, the more successful this program is going to be in the long run. So the first phase in your mindfulness program is going to be teaching breathing. And this is the first phase because we're actually going to use it as the first step of every single phase, and it's going to be the most consistent part of your practice. But it's the easiest thing to teach. It's the most physical, tangible way for them to understand mindfulness right at the beginning. So what you're going to do is you're going to teach them breathing exercises. You're going to explicitly teach and model these together as a whole group. Realistically, this circle time is going to be short. This is going to be your 2 to 5 minute circle I talked about at the beginning of the episode. When you're teaching them these strategies, you want to set the tone for what your future yoga lessons are going to look like. So for me, I always recommend lights off, calming music, maybe like a nature soundscape on the projector. Everyone is sitting in a circle with their legs crossed, which is called easy pose, hands on their knees or hands on their heart. Eyes are either closed or are soft. And soft eyes might mean that they're looking down, they're half closed. It just essentially means that they're not looking around the room, making aggressive eye contact with each other. So when we're all in this position, we're all settled, that's when you're going to be teaching them the explicit breathing strategies. So for example, my all-time favorite breathing strategy is lion breathing. And if you check the show notes of this episode, I have a whole freebie breathing, like lion breathing inspired mindfulness package that you'll be able to use to help you. So lion breathing is essentially you take a deep breath in through your nose and then you exhale with your tongue extended. And it's really fun and really powerful, and it makes some hot breath come out of your body. So when we're doing this explicit teaching, we're going to tell them about lion breathing, we're going to show them, we're going to practice it maybe 5 to 10 times. And that's it for your lesson. But then you're going to recall this strategy throughout the day for weeks to come. When you transition for cleanup or to lying, you're going to stop everyone, hands on top, that means stop. And you're going to do 2 lion breaths. When you line up and you're waiting to go outside, you're going to do 2 lion breaths. You're going to post the picture that I'm going to give you for free of the lion breathing in your quiet corner so they can, you know, be reminded of that strategy when they need help regulating. We are explicitly showing them how and when to use breathing to help them settle, to help them prepare to transition, prepare to settle down, prepare to regulate. Like I said, this breathing portion might take you a few days. When everyone settles in immediately on the carpet, starts breathing, everyone's calm, the vibe is amazing, that's when you know it's time to move on to the next step. It could take a week, it could take 3 days, it could take much longer. There is no rule or concrete expectation here. When you feel, and you'll know, when you feel you're ready for the next step, you're going to move on to what I like to call a mindful moment. And again, we're going to start the exact same way. Everyone's seated around a circle, legs crossed in easy pose, hands on knees or heart. And we're going to do our breathing strategy to set the tone. So if you've been practicing lion breathing, you're going to take 5 of those lion breaths all together before you do anything else. This is, you know, giving them that kind of clue, that cue that we are about to start our mindfulness calming portion of the day. For your mindful moment, you're going to pick a prompt. This prompt can be something super simple like, I feel brave when? And you're going to have your students close their eyes and think about the question. This is when you're going to start to use your calm yoga voice. And through modeling of yourself seated in easy pose with your eyes closed, you can be squinting through them so you can still see them, obviously, for safety. But you're going to use your calm voice and you're going to prompt them to think about the question while they're sitting there. You'll have some calming music playing, and just ever so gently, every few seconds, you're going to say, I feel brave when. And this will bring them back into the moment, remind them to keep thinking about that prompt. After maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute to start, you'll ring a chime or a bell, and that will be their indication that the thinking time is over. Over time, this meditative, reflective time is going to lengthen and grow. But at the beginning, I'm serious, 30 seconds is going to feel like an eternity. And then you'll go to 45 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes. And it can become kind of a class challenge to see how long we can lengthen our meditative silence. At the end, you're going to give them the opportunity to share what they were thinking about in their mindful moment. You can pass a sort of special object around. I've often used like an artificial flower or a rock, and you pass it around the circle. And when you're holding the special object, you can share your reflection. And if you don't want to share, that's okay. You just pass the rock on to the next friend. And it's a really lovely way, especially at the end of the day, at the end of the week, to just take a moment and honor our feelings and embrace that feeling of calm. Again, this section, this phase can last however long you need it to. And you'll know when you're ready to move on to the next thing. And the next phase is going to be guided meditation. And this is truthfully my favorite of them. And often I'll just go back to guided meditation even when we're ready for the next phase. Again, we're starting the exact same way in that circle, in easy pose, starting with our breathing, starting with maybe 15, 20 seconds of a mindful moment. You don't need a prompt, just getting them to just be at peace and listen quietly. And then we're going to go through a guided meditation. And the guided meditation is going to be you leading them through a calm and soft story. And usually I would just make these up in the moment, to be honest, but in that lion freebie I was mentioning, there is a lion guided meditation that you could read out to them. And what I like to do to make this extra engaging is use my hands to act out the story in a very calm and repetitive way. And I'll have my students copy the hand motions along with me. So for example, one time I did a guided meditation about a flower growing. So we all started with our hands together and I said, this was all in French, but I would say something like, you know, the seed grows, and I would slowly move my hands up. And we would do that a few times and then I would start again. The seed grows up to the sun. And I would do a motion of my hand extending upward. And then I'd start again. The seed grows up to the sun and touches the clouds. And the key is that you're repeating the same sentences over and over and over again before adding a new part to the story. This repetition is so calming and so rhythmic that you'll notice that the vibe completely changes. And when they're actively doing the actions with you, it just keeps them a little bit more engaged, a little bit more present in the moment. And these stories don't need to be long. Like 3-4 sentences is sufficient because you're going to be repeating them over and over again. And you can even end up doing the story with no words at all at the end, or you're just doing the motions that you've been practicing over and over again. And once we get through this phase where we're able to sit and focus and be calm and move our bodies because we're moving our hands, that's when you'll know you're able to move on to the final phase, which is kind of what you were probably traditionally thinking about for yoga, which are the asanas, which are the yoga postures. So this is, you know, rather than having that high energy of like Cosmic Kids or other amazing YouTube resources that I love, this is a more intentional, calming, slow, mindful practice. And the point is we're creating calm more than we're using it as a body break. So again, same way, we're starting with the breathing, we're starting with that calm, mindful moment, and then we're going to slowly go through a few poses with your class. So usually, I always recommend you yourself are doing this. It's not a video, it's you doing it with them, taking that moment to move, to reset, and breathe again. And these lessons are only going to be about 10 or 15 minutes maximum. But don't worry, in that freebie I mentioned, I have a lesson plan for you and it's based on lines, so you can definitely use that. But really, this is what I find to be the most effective way to implement a mindfulness practice in kindergarten. It is a slow burn potentially, but it is so worth it in the end when you get to this kind of goal of having a really intentional and calming part of your day. And I genuinely look forward to it. And it really changed the behavior management and the tone of my classroom. So if you're looking for a little bit more support for mindfulness and yoga in the classroom, I have so many amazing tools for you that I will link in the show note. First of all, I will link that lion freebie I was talking about, which has a breathing poster, it has a guided meditation, and it has a lesson plan all about lions. So you can use that right away in your classroom. I also have a guide to guided meditation and a guide to teaching yoga in the classroom. These are printable step-by-step guides on kind of what we talked about today, but in more detail, and then including letters home and other examples that you can use in your lessons. And I also have an e-workshop, which goes through this in a lot more detail and has some amazing extra tips for you, plus some secret bonus freebies. So all of that will be in the show notes for you. And I just can't wait to hear about your mindfulness program and how starting it up went or how fine-tuning it went. So definitely send me a message on Instagram at A Playful Purpose or send me an email, mariah@aplayfulpurpose.com. And I can't wait to hear from you. So until next time, have a lovely rest of your day and we'll chat soon.